Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting second. The left fielder, Terry Francona. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mel Hall. Batting fifth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Paul Zuvella. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Greg Swindell. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The second baseman, Steve Lombardozzi. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting fifth. The DH, Gene Larkin. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting eighth. The right fielder, John Christensen. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Al Newman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Freddie Tolliver. And now, play ball. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Francona hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Franco moves to second. Joe Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Franco moves to third. Francona moves to second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hall hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kittle strikes out. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Upshaw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gladden hits a pop-up towards short. Zuvella settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lombardozzi strikes out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Gaetti hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Twins. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby strikes out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Allenson hits a pop-up towards short. Newman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Zuvella batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Zuvella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Laudner hits a pop-up into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Christensen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Christensen strikes out. Two outs. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Newman hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Franco is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Francona is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Franco moves to second. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gladden is 0-for-1 in the game. Gladden hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Lombardozzi is 0-for-1 in the game. Lombardozzi hits a line drive towards third. Jacoby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Puckett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Puckett strikes out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Gladden. The throw from Allinson and he is safe. Gladden steals second. Gary Gaetti batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gaetti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gaetti takes first base on ball 4. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Larkin is 0-for-1 in the game. Larkin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gladden scores. There goes Gaetti trying to get to second. Francona throws the ball into Jacoby who relays the ball to Franco who tags Gaetti for the out. It's 3-0, Twins. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle strikes out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Upshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Upshaw takes first base on ball 4. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Allinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Laudner is 0-for-1 in the game. Lochner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Christensen is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Christensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Christensen hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Carter. Christensen reaches second base with a double. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Newman is 0 for 1 in the game. Newman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Allenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Zuvella is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Zuvella is 0 for 1 in the game. Zuvella hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Franco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Franco strikes out. Two outs. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Francona is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Zuvella moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Gladden is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lombardozzi is 0 for 2 in the game. Lombardozzi strikes out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a pop-up into right field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kittle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kittle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gladden. Kittle reaches second base with a double. Hall moves to third. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Upshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Upshaw hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's Indians, 3, Twins, 3. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Christensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Allenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Allenson hits a line drive towards short. Newman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Zuvella is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Zuvella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Zuvella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Franco hits a line drive into right field. Christensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Larkin hits a fly ball into center field. That will be extra bases. Carter fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Carter. Larkin moves to third. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Larkin scores. It's 4-3, Twins. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-2 in the game. Laudner bunts towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Harbeck moves to second. One out. John Christensen is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Christensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Christensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harbeck moves to third. Two outs. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-2 in the game. Newman hits a line drive into right field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Keith Atherton now pitching. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Francona hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Francona reaches second base with a double. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a pop-up towards short. Newman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kittle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kittle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gladden hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 0-for-3 in the game. Lombardozzi hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Puckett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a fly ball towards center. Carter catches it and throws to first to double up Gladden. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Upshaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-3 in the game. Jacoby hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Laudner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Allenson is 0 for 3 in the game. Allenson strikes out. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo pinch hits for Paul Zuvella. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Castillo hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Washington now playing shortstop. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gaetti hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Larkin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Larkin hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Harbeck hits a fly ball into right field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Davidson now playing right field. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Franco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Davidson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Francona is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Carter is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.